Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed a lot of love for this great city. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving this blessed city, he turned around and he said something along the lines that, "Oh Makkah, if it was not for my people making me leave the city, I would have never left you.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Making me leave you, I would have never left you if they weren't making me leave you."
So the Prophet, imagine that though, the Prophet had spent 53 years of his life in Makkah al-Mukarramah, you know.
You know, the fact that he grew up there, when some things like that, especially a place where you're born, you automatically have that connection with it, where, you know, like, for example, even in this day and age, if somebody's born in a particular country, when he does move out somewhere else, he'll still always have this attachment to that place, just because of the fact that he was born.
And then when the Prophet went to Madinat al-Munawwarah also, the Prophet in fact did dua for Madinat al-Munawwarah. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Madinata ka hubbina Makkata aw ashadda. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us love for Madinat al-Munawwarah. Which love? Ka hubbina Makkata, just as you granted us love for Makkah al-Mukarramah. But the Prophet doesn't stop there. Oh, ashadda, ya Allah, grant us more love for Madinat al-Munawwarah than you had granted us for Makkah al-Mukarramah. So the Prophet had loved Madinat al-Munawwarah. Just the way MashaAllah Ustazah had mentioned, there were so many du'as, even for those people who passed away in Madinat al-Munawwarah. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, he would say, Allahumma zuqna shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawtana fi baladi rasulik. That, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us shahada in your path and also shahada in the blessed city of Madinat al-Munawwarah. And then the companions will say that, oh Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how do you expect firstly to be granted shahada in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then also in Madinat al-Munawwarah too? And ya Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, yes, he was martyred in Madinat al-Munawwarah himself. My dear brothers, this was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had possessed for Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinat al-Munawwarah. The companions alayhim al-Ridwan, they had loved Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinat al-Munawwarah. So no doubt, anybody who loves the companions, who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will also love those things which they have loved. Obviously, they shall love the city where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting right now. They shall love Madinat al-Munawwarah, and no doubt they shall also love Makkah al-Mukarramah.